Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, right now, normally, Jordan Mailata would be joining us. He is not joining us because the Eagles have a short week.
Right.
So he had to duck us. The call would have been sponsored. I'm just kidding, Jordan. I'm just kidding. Sort of. Not really. But I'm kidding. The call would have been sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. I imagine Jordan will be back with us next Tuesday at the very same time. I think the Twitter question leads well to this next subject we're going to talk about. So Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Here is the newest Twitter question, Ike, that Jack has proposed. If you could only choose one outcome, outcome one, the Phillies lose in three or four games in Los Angeles. That's outcome one. Outcome two, they force a game five but lose at Citizens Bank Park in game five. Which outcome would you choose? Losing in Los Angeles or forcing a game five and losing in Philadelphia?
I would choose force a game five and lose in Philadelphia.
That's what I would choose.
Yeah.
Give me the hope.
Yeah.
Sports is all about hope. So
you
hope is better than winning.
Fritzy, one more game at the bank. Come on, man.
Oh, don't let him in.
Hope feels better than
winning.
Honestly,
I need to get I'll give Elliot my credential on like Saturday. Energy hasn't been the same since Elliot has not been in the building.
We got to get him in the building.
Yeah, I need Elliot in the building.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think he ever thought he'd hear that.
Yeah.
What do you think the answer of the poll is? Would people
lose game five at home. And I'd say I'd go 64%.
60% want to lose in Los Angeles.
Oh, God.
It's such a sad Twitter poll.
You know what? Because I'm thinking about it this way.
Why? They just don't want to go to, like, what?
You don't have to go
it's
to
just
the game.
It's just the pain of losing at home again.
Yeah, oh. But for me, coming in on Thursday, if they win Wednesday night, I will say to myself, I will feel good. I'll say win tonight with Sanchez. Yeah. And then win with Sanchez, that gives me another day of feeling good. And then I'll feel good all Saturday. I'm going to feel bad when they lose no matter what. I just get three happier days if they force a game five.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, because that means they win Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it seems to be winding down, and it's always sad when it ends sooner than you expect it to. It's not over with yet, but the feeling today is that it's inevitable. But to get more games, to have that belief again, to fill the bank Saturday with the hopes of winning, I'm all for it.
So
speaking
of the bank, here's a quote from Nick Castellanos per The Athletic after the game. I don't know what the question was. Obviously, someone asked him about the booing that started happening right around the seventh inning, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense.
And sixth, seventh inning.
It was 4-0.
Yeah. Yep. The quote is, "The stadium is alive on both sides, right? When the game is going good, it's wind at our back, right? But when a game is not going good, it's wind in our face. So the environment can be with us and the environment can be against us."
Yeah. Pretty accurate.
Yeah, I know people are mad about Castellanos saying this. I don't think he should.
I don't think I need him to say it.
As you said, it never works going against the fans. Yeah. But if we're being honest, it must. I don't know how it. I was at the game. We were all at the game last night. And when people started booing, I would never shame anyone for booing. You want to boo, boo. You are not pleased. By all means, I'm 100% in support of booing if you are not happy. But when I was there, I thought to myself, eek. You know, here is a team that is, this is just how I felt.
Yeah.
A team that's fighting for their lives at this moment. This is not a time for me that is going to make them say, oh, we should go get a hit. They're trying to get a hit. And I just think about, obviously being an athlete is different than every other job. But most people, while they're doing their job, if you give them negative feedback while they're doing it, are not going to do it better. They're going to do it worse.
Yeah, tough cookie. Yeah, tough cookie.
I
don't care. No offense to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care that the fans boo. They deserve.
I don't care.
They deserve a boo.
I just don't think.
No, it doesn't help. But I don't care that it doesn't help.
Them. Yes,
I don't care if it doesn't help them.
I agree.
Because you know what does help them? When they go home at night.
Yes.
They look at their bank account.
Yes.
I guarantee they feel a lot better.
I agree.
They're okay. But those people that spent those outrageous prices to go to that game and to buy concessions and everything else and to be down there to support them, they're still dealing with it days, weeks, months afterwards.
And I will
still upset by it.
I will give the crowd credit for this. When it turned around, they were as into it as they possibly could have been, even when they scored the first run.
And that's why, Spike, and I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And that's why, as an athlete, you can't take it to heart when these fans react the way that they do in the moment. Because those same fans going to be there to support you as soon as things turn around. You have to understand the psyche of the fan. They're not you.
Yeah.
They're not you.
They paid to be there while you got paid to be there.
You got paid to be there to do what you're doing, and you're well compensated, and you're going to be okay. Right? Like, it's one of the worst things I think LeBron ever did. Was in Miami when they lost that series, and he talked about he's going to wake up the next day.
And the sun's going to rise.
Life is going to be great, but those people that are out there booing me and criticizing me, they got to wake up and deal with their lives the same way the reality sets in. An athlete couldn't have said anything worse than that in that moment to be disrespectful to fans. So I'm not doing this to pander to fans. What I'm saying is, as a former player who's been in this position for almost 20 years now, I get it.
Oh, I get it.
I get it. And I don't fault fans for reacting the way that they do. Sure, it's not helpful to the players in the moment. But I've also heard when the players have said being held accountable by this fan base does matter. Right? I've heard Jason Kelce speak about that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't realize it until you're not playing anymore. Cassidy is also doing a little poor me's there. With the way his situation has been handled by the fans because of the way he handled not being a platoon player. So he's speaking about that. His family is on Twitter, arguing on social media. So he's catching all of that too. Again, statement is accurate.
Yes.
it's accurate. I don't think he said anything wrong. He's absolutely right. Didn't need to say it in this moment. But more important, like you said, we were in there. It was 4-0. The first run, the first sign of life we got, that thing was reignited.
Yeah,
it was reignited.
I was shocked. It was even the first hit. Kepler? How did it, I'm trying to remember. Was it Bohm then Kepler? I can't even remember.
Well, Bohm let off the inning with the hit.
Yeah, well,
right.
Immediately,
and then it was Kepler.
Well, you're talking about no. Bohm was hitting fourth, so
I'm trying to remember who did. I'm trying to remember the perspective. JT, that's what it was. It was JT.
And when it was 4-0, to the fans' credit, some people weren't leaving, but that place was still, I would say, 90%+ full.
Yes.
At the end of the game.
Yeah.
It was still pretty full at the end of the game.
Yeah, I probably felt different on TV. I think TV, there's a lot of it felt tight in the ballpark. I thought early it felt tight, but I thought it mostly loosened up. I didn't feel like it was the players were getting caved in on.
Right.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
I guess I just understand it from every perspective. I understand why people booed. Again, pro-boo if you want to boo. But I also understand that the players, I don't think he should have said it, but the players feeling in the moment, like, come on. Yeah. You, this is, you know, I.
Yeah.
This doesn't make me want to.
I've been in NFC championship games when this happened. Yeah. So I remember the Carolina game.
And fair to note, they scored a bunch of runs after we started booing. So maybe it did work. Yeah. Maybe it did. And 100%, 100%, booing the Duran intro was appropriate. I just want to let Duran know we weren't booing you. You did nothing wrong. It was the intro. The intro, three runs down, can't do it.
Even though the game didn't turn out the way we wanted it to, I will say, awesome night hanging out with the fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the game down there. It sucks, but listen, I'd rather go through it with you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Have you had a couple? Is this drunk Ike?
Today?
Yeah, being nice to everybody? Oh, okay, all right. That sounds like something I would say. You know, that's a hat on.
No, I'm just saying, no, it was it was good.
It was a good time. Atmosphere.
Listen, we even had Tucker hanging with us.
We did. Seltzer out late at night.
Yes.
I know, yeah.
A couple of those, Seltzer will tell you, a couple of those runs scored, I lined up Seltzer's ass, smacked it really hard. Yeah, a couple of times.
Kind of like, did you ever see that gif of the guy watching horse racing? You ever see the way he's like smacking himself?
Yeah.
Like he forgets he's a horse?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was you to Seltzer.
It was that. It was that.
Yeah.
Well, it was the first one I said to him, I go, JT's going to sting one here. And he goes, all right. And JT hits it. I smack him. I told you. How did we not win that game? He's a man on second with nobody out. It's a gimme. All right. 215-592-9494.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Spike, I can just picture you like wanting to run out on the field when Duran comes in. Hey, man, it's not you, really.
We're yes, I felt so bad for him in the moment. Yeah,
we're feeling the fact that you have to come in this part of the game. This is not the way it's supposed to go.
Yes, we all said. We all said. Could you imagine the Duran intro in October in the playoffs? We did not imagine.
That's not the one we wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the one we wanted.
Yeah.
You know, baseball is so funny. How can you have a guy that almost single-handedly got the team back into the game and within a few pitches basically loses the game for him in Castellanos because he doesn't know how to read a bunt. He doesn't know how to read the defense, and he's slow as molasses. Yeah, he might be – he says it feels like he's running into the wind when the fans are against him. Yeah, dude, because you're slow. It looks like you're running into the wind all the time. And when you're playing in the outfield, it looks like you're in a dust storm. Like, dude.
And by the way, you could have threw out Freddie Freeman at second base early in the game.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's got an attempt
the
there.
Other thing is, first of all, the other thing is he probably should have been out at second base.
Yes.
He did a swim move.
But he wasn't. So we cut him a break there.
We have a dumb base running baseball team.
This has been
frustrating.
I've been back here for 2 years. This is the watching every game for these 2 years. And one of the defining characteristics of the Phillies the last 2 years is the dumbest base running team in history.
And one through nine.
Yes.
It's not just one guy, it's all of them.
Yes.
It's all of them.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. One quick thing.
Okay.
Jack, would you so Stott's on first, there's one out. Do you have Stott steal before Bader even swings? So
I thought about it.
Right? Because then all you're doing is trading Stott. Let's say Castellanos goes back to second and they throw Bryson Stott out at first. Then you're really just trading Stott at second for Castellanos at second, which is a win if Stott can get to second base. Because Stott scores on a single, probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm trying to think. Was that Vezia at that point? So you're a little worried. I could be worried about not getting a good read off of a lefty, doesn't get a good jump, gets thrown out.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, and you had Marsh earlier get got picked off earlier, too.
Although, actually, Jeff. I didn't hate that.
Really?
Well,
oh, right, because it reset the
Schwarber
count for
two strikes on him.
Yeah, so you could just strike out the next inning.
Easy.
Yes. All right,
on the, so true. On the Twitter poll, while I want three more games with my favorite baseball team to be played, dude, just lose out there. I can't take
no.
off.
What are we doing?
This is loser energy.
Just lose out there.
Well, got a loser energy team right now. I hate to say it, but that's the way they're playing. And you could see it on Snell's face last night through the second time around the order. He knew he had them. There was one, I don't know what it was, a camera angle. He just had that little smirk on his face. Like, yeah, I got these guys.
Well, the one inning, I think it was the fifth or sixth, he threw five balls within the zone in like a 25-pitch inning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 He had him. He had him. All right, man.
All right,
Joe. I'm out.
Yeah, it is a shame that it was a loss in the Lizardo perspective of it, too, because he was so good.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was.
The biggest start of his life. Definitely. He went in there, and after he battled around the first inning like he usually does, takes him a minute to... Once he settled in, he was great. Lizardo was great last night.
Yeah.
Seemed like he ran out of gas in the seventh, but he was great. Yeah.
And he was throwing hard for the majority of the night. What is it, 17 straight batters?
Yeah.
That's a difficult lineup to get through like that multiple times without giving up hits. You know, Freddie Freeman hit a hard ball earlier, and Casty was able to catch it.
Yeah.
Right? And so... It's amazing when those guys aren't having balls drop in somewhere that they hit. Because that lineup, every other guy that comes up, they're like, oh, Lord, now we got to deal with him.
Well, and even the guys that aren't the guys, right? You have the big guys, the top four. Then you have Kike Hernandez, who you're terrified of. You have Paez, who I've been terrified of the entire series.
Just hate the fact that his name is pronounced like that.
The only guy I don't worry about.
It looks like Pages.
Pages.
Yeah. The only guy I don't worry about is the ninth guy.
Rordvet. But they keep pinch hitting Will Smith for him in the fifth.
Well, so they don't think Will Smith can play a full game, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. That's
allegedly.
Why they do it.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Who else? Tommy Edman, who was just the NLCS MVP last year. It's all over the place. Yeah.
Annoying players. And they're smart. They're a smart baseball team.
Yeah.
And we were still right there with them.
That's the annoying
part. That's the thing. We were right there with them. And it was undoing of our own is why we didn't get the win.
In the end, yeah.
Yeah, in the end.
Yeah, for sure.
We had the opportunities.
Damn,
Bryce, man.
That's
all Bryce and Schwarber. That's all you think about. The clutch situations, and it was there for you.
The thing that worries me about how I've seen Bryce strike out is that he is missing, Schwarber too, they're missing fastballs in the middle of the plate. Whether they're letting them go or they're swinging and missing at them cleanly, the first two games of this series, they just have not... Schwarber's at-bats, you might as well put
they're
me
not
out
even,
there.
They're not even competitive.
No, and I wish he could channel 2024 Schwarber, because that's when the batting average went up. When
fewer home runs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he still hit 40-plus, right?
And
still hit 40-plus.
30-something.
Yeah.
Oh, and, did he only hit 38 last year? Mm-hmm.
But he hit almost 260.
Yeah, almost 260.
And we were saying all year
skinny
long.
Skinny Schwarber.
Yeah, we're saying all year long, oh, look, he's taking base hits when they're there.
Yeah.
We would have taken a base hit, you know.
Yes.
At some point.
No, that's all we needed was more base hits. I didn't even think we needed a home run in any situation last night.
Give me a double in the gap. Give me a single.
Man, JT smashed that ball, man.
He did.
Oh, I thought we were going to win that game. When Casty, he just poked his bat out there.
It's a vintage Casty.
Yeah. And the final Trey at bat, I didn't know how far they had Freeman playing in the center. The entire right side of the infield was open. The entire right side of the infield. I want to go to Trey. You can do that, can't you? Can't you just poke it?
Yeah,
poke it
over there. What is it? Drag bun it.
Yeah. Get it in that hole there.
Drag bun.
Come
on.
215-592-9494. Bobby in Buckingham. You're on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
Buckingham. Hey, Spike and Jack. How we doing today?
What's up, Bobby?
Bobby.
You know, Dodgers came in here. They took two games
Bobby,
from us.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Are you on speakerphone?
I'm on my headphones.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you just put the phone to your ear? I'll give you a dollar. Send it to you in the mail. There it is.
It might cost more.
Yeah, all right. There we go, Bobby.
So they came in here. They took two games from us. Do the Phillies feel the same way we do as fans? Like, we just got embarrassed. Why don't we go to L.A. and take two games from them, and let's take it to a game five? I mean, it's been a long season. What else do we have to lose?
I don't know how they feel. I don't know how they feel. When you see their comments, I think it was Trey who said, hey, we've won three games in a row before. Mm-hmm. And it was, who's flipped the script? Is that Bryce?
That's Bryce.
It's hard to tell whether they believe it or they're trying to talk themselves into it. That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Is whether they believe they can go out. Winning two baseball games in Los Angeles is...
They just did it a month ago.
Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, it's a good baseball team. It is within the realm of possibility that they can go to Los Angeles and win two baseball games.
Hey, if Freeman, and who was it he was talking to? The guy he said, I can't believe it.
Oh, it's Kike.
Yeah. If it was hard for them to believe, they came out here and got two.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Why can't we go out there and get two?
Flip the script.
Yeah.
Flip the script. Just,
in Hollywood, come on, man.
I feel you. I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't know if they believe it or not, Bobby. They should. I hope they do.
They played well out there the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's actually, by the numbers, like the most homer-friendly ballpark in baseball.
Right. Really?
Which is crazy.
Yeah, short porch?
No, it's generally been big, but for some reason it's changed this year.
That fence out there is a little, right?
Not really.
The right field fence, not the small fence? No. I'm thinking about the old stadium.
You're thinking of Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you know, they haven't hit a home run since game two of the Mets series in the postseason. Like, you got to start hitting some home runs and maybe going out there, a place where Schwarber had a 3-home run game. Harper had the big home run a month ago. Like,
well, who's pitching for them tomorrow?
Yamamoto. Who's the problem?
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's a huge problem.
Yeah.
If you could just get to Sanchez versus Glasnow, that's a win for the Phils. You got to win tomorrow. You got to win tomorrow.
Are we talking ourselves into it already?
Dude, they're going to take down Glasnow. That soft ass.
You gotta take down Yamamoto first,
which
right?
is a huge problem. Again,
yeah,
huge problem.
Well, and we will talk about what might make it a huger problem next as we talk about the starting situation for Game 3. That is coming up next.
That's a bonus.
Well, yeah.
I know, here we go.
We'll see. Yeah. Hold on. Do that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.